don't know what he's going to pray, but I just sense to give him the mic and pray and open the time. We already had a great worship time, understanding, you know, the goodness of God. So Gary, Brother Gary, you want to come? We'll get you to share another time, but I just feel let you open in prayer for us. So this is Gary, Brother Gary.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Praise God. I just felt like, just before I pray, I felt like the Lord gave me a few scriptures. Father's Day presents all things to all people. For some people, it's a real joyous time and a time of celebration. For other people, it can be that not such a happy time. For instance, my dad passed away in December last year. So I'm really feeling it today, like not having him with me. So you may be in that situation. But the Word of God says that he's a father to the fatherless. Amen. That he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And even if your mother and your father did, he never will, but he'll adopt you as his own. Amen. And I just wanted to read in Isaiah 40, verse 11. And it says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads them, those that have young. Isn't he a good God? He holds the little lambs close to his heart. Where are all those little lambs? Today, no matter what you're going through, he's holding you close to his heart. And he wants you to know that he's the one that will lead you and he will guide you on the way that you're to go. So let's open in prayer. So Father, I just thank you that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to die for all of our sin, all of our sickness and all of our disease. And you bore it upon yourself. And he who knew no sin became sin for us. So, Father, I thank you that Jesus went to the cross because of the great love that you have for each and every one of us. So, Father, I pray, no matter what the situation and circumstance is today, that the glory of the Father would be manifest in this place, into the hearts of your people. That, Father, that your heart would be shone through, as our pastor starts to minister today, I pray, Father, that his thoughts will be your thoughts and that his words would be your words. And Father, like Jesus in John chapter 5, verse 19, he said, of myself I can do nothing, only my Father which is in heaven. So I seek to see what the Father is doing and I do that. And another part, Lord, he said that the only things that he says is the things that he hears you say, Father. So Father, I thank you that today these aren't the words of a man, but these are the words of the heart of the Father. So, Father, I pray as you share your heart through your vessel today, Father, that we'll be able to catch that word, catch your heart in this place, Father, that it'll bring life, a life change to our lives, each and every one of us, that you'll speak deep into our hearts and into our spirits, that it'll be transforming by your glory, I pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you that Jesus not only came into this place to seek and save that which is lost, but to reconcile us back to you, Heavenly Dad. And so, Daddy God, I just pray that you'd be in this place, that, Father, that you'd take over, that this would be your meeting today, that in everything that's said and everything that's done, it would glorify your name. I pray for your presence and your power to be manifest through your Spirit in Jesus' name. And that, Father, that you'd take over, that, Father, even as our pastor ministers, that the glory and presence of Jesus would be around him. And that, Father, that you'd release the angels of heaven in this place to minister to your saints, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
Thanks, Gary. That was good. So Maria and I hasn't been sort of ministering up here for a few weeks, which it was good, as in we had a break. So this month, September, we want to share about our hearts and our hope. But I thought I'll start off with what is God's heart? What is God's hope? What's our Father's heart or Father's hope? Some of you may know. Some of you think you may know. And some of you got no idea. And so we want to start with, like, you got no idea, and then see how much we go. All right? So it's as basic as possible. But at the same time, you know, Maria and I have been pastoring for a while, and we've been Christian for a while. We still see some Christian don't get it. They're Christian by name. They do the right thing. But they still don't get God's heart. They're still not sure what Christian life is all about. All right? So hopefully I can unpack it. So let me just start with the first slide, please.